All right, welcome to a Saints Happy Hour Quick Shot, Saints 2-2. So we are here to get you pumped up for Detroit with extra fun between the 2 weeks. All right, Andrew, today's topic, we talked 10 minutes on it, is the biggest surprise in the Saints 2-2 start. What has you like, oh my God, I didn't see that coming.
For me, it's probably just the sack total. I mean, you look at losing Nick Fairley, so we knew the interior pressure wasn't going to be as good. And if you combine that with, you know, a lot of people saying, well, Rankins has to be as good as Fairley last year. And, you know, I've long said that's not going to happen.
It's not.
I mean, you go. I mean, first of all, it's a second year.
Was better versus Miami.
Yeah, he was better versus Miami. But in general, like, he only played half the season. And yes, it was pretty good. But he was playing next to Nick Fairley, who was one of the best defensive tackles in the league last year, at least in terms of pass rushing. So I knew that was going to be a major hit. I am surprised by the high volume sacks. I mean, I think they got three through their first couple games, both losses, and we were like, pass rush doesn't look great. But even when it wasn't looking great, I mean, they got to Brady a couple times. They got to Sam Bradford once. And then, you know, they got four against the Patriots, and how many against
Four against
Jay Cutler. Four?
Four against Cutler and three against Cam Newton.
Okay, so that's 10 sacks in 4 weeks. You know, that to me is shocking. I mean, they're on
pace.
Well,
they have 11 total.
11 total. 11. So they're on pace for 44.
And which, I mean, which, by the way, shatters the all-time record under Sean Payton as coach.
In a four-week period?
No, for a year. If they get 44, they'll shatter the record.
We were talking about how 40 would be bananas, you know, just hitting 40 sacks. And I mean, that's starting to feel pretty attainable.
Yeah.
We knew Cam Jordan's off to a good start. I mean, we know he's their best pass rusher. I mean, he's already got three or four. So he's already off to the potential for double digits or more. I mean, he's off to a great start, but you know, the combination of Okafor, Kikaha has been a big upgrade. And then, you know, they've just had, they had a nice blitz from Raphael Bush. Anzalone got a coverage sack. Onyemata got a coverage sack. So I think sometimes, you know, I think part of it's the defensive line playing better, but part of it's coverage holding up. And that just gives you more time to get there. So you combine all that stuff, you've got 11 sacks in 4 weeks. That's really surprising to me in a good way. And if they can keep doing that, I think the defense is going to continue to improve and be better. I think maybe an even greater shock to me is through four games they haven't turned the ball.
That's correct. That's bananas. Yeah,
that's bananas.
It's a little bit of luck, but
totally. But if you had told me going into the season, like, yeah, they're going to go four games without turning the ball over,
if you would have
two
said,
and two would be very disappointing.
If you'd have said, if I'd have said to you in August, the Saints are going to have 11 sacks, they're going to be plus four in the turnovers, I'd be like, bitch, they're 4-0.
Yeah, like maybe they get unlucky and they're 3-1.
Yeah, I'd be like, that's a 4-0. Like, you tell me about that about any team, I'd be like, they're 4-0. Maybe Cleveland, I'd be like, Cleveland's so bad, they're probably 2-2.
Yeah, if you had told me they didn't turn the ball over, they had this many sacks, oh, and by the way, here's Breeze's quarterback rating and he doesn't get hurt, yeah, I would say that's 4-0. That's a recipe for 4-0. So from that standpoint, 2-2 is a little disappointing, but you know, look, obviously they're not going to be able to sustain no turnovers, but if they can have a season full of very good taking care of the football, they're not going to sustain this bad luck. I mean, that is a recipe. You're getting sacks and you're not turning the football over. That is a recipe for a winning season and getting to the playoffs. And I believe if they continue to operate like this, they're going to see a lot more wins than 500.
Yeah, because you know what will happen is you'll just – if you just win the turnover battle and sack a team, you're going to win because you win the turnover battle, you win – you turn the ball over. You have one less turnover than the team you play. You win like almost 80% of the time.
Yeah. Now, granted, New England and Minnesota didn't turn the ball over either. So those were the two games where they didn't get as many sacks. So – those numbers are a little skewed by the last two games, which were both wins.
Yeah, I'll tell you my biggest surprise, and I think it's an underrated thing. I think a lot of Saints fans are like, well, of course, it's no big deal. Dude, the Saints offensive line, They're shuffling people around. Ramchek's started two games at left tackle. He started two games at right tackle. Zach Strief is hurt. Armstead is out. Drew Brees is the least sacked quarterback. They're rolling right along. And, dude, the Giants did the same thing where they shuffled people around. They're 0-4. San Diego, like, offensive line play is fucking terrible in the NFL. And the Saints are shuffling people around, playing a rookie on the left side, rookie on the right side, putting Calumet in at guard. And it's fine. And it's the most amazing thing you ever did see. And I think people are just like, eh, it's okay. We'll just shuffle it around. It'll be fine. Like, it's no big deal. It's humongous. And I would argue, Andrew, like, we didn't know it on draft day. And a lot of people were like, I can't believe they picked a tackle. Why did they pick the tackle? And some of us were like, look, if he's a good player, you won't regret it. I think I can make an argument. We didn't know it. When they picked Ramchek, they kind of saved their season. Because without Ramchek, they would be...
Yeah, Bryce Harris is playing.
Bryce Harris would be playing. Like, it would be a disaster. And they put Ramchek in, and he's not great, but he's not terrible, and he looks like a guy who's going to be really good.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm with you. And once again, I just want to say, like... You know, for any doubters, like, this is proof. I mean, there's a combination of factors. I think, you know, drafting Andres Pete is looking smarter by the second. And the time to task with Senio Calumete, very underrated. You know, just how much time and how much investment they've made in him. He knows all the positions. He knows all the plays. You know, be able to hang on to him and keep him in the system. Like, he's not a starter, but... You know, he just comes in and he's not a disaster. And you can trust that based on his time in the system and based on his knowledge of the playbook and all that stuff, like, he's not going to royally screw up.
This sounds horrible because I'm selfish and I want the Saints to be good and deep and all that. It would be great if the Saints wouldn't have any injuries on the offensive line. One, because then it would be really good with Armstead and Ramchek at right tackle and everybody set up. But two, If Calumet can't play anymore the rest of the year, he's less likely to sign with another team. And I'm telling and I'm telling you, Andrew, he's like three starts away from getting a 4-year $26 million contract. And you laugh, but I'm telling you, I can name about six teams, he'd be their best lineman.
Yeah, and that's why he may leave this year. You know, he may leave and get a contract, and if he does, you know, his heir apparent is Landon Turner, who's now in year two in the system. I know he's on the practice squad right now, but, like, I just think they've got to find a way to hang on to him and keep developing him, because that's how Calumete eventually got good. You know, he was on the team kind of off and on the roster, on the practice squad for a couple years, didn't really play, but he was learning the system, and they just hung on to him. German Buschrod was like this too, where eventually someone gets hurt and there's an opportunity, but when that opportunity comes... That's why it's critical. You don't want to throw some guy in there that doesn't know the offense and has questionable ability. You want someone that's been in the system 3 or 4 years where, yeah, they might not physically be a dominant starting offensive lineman, but at least you can trust that they've been in the system long enough that they're just not going to have major mental lapses.
Yeah. And I mean, it's looking, I mean, offensive line, like we said at the beginning, it can absorb two. They can absorb two injuries. Now they're getting Armstead back way sooner than we expected. So that's a good shape. And you know, Strief, he may or may not be coming back this year. So they've got Calumet, sort of the bullpen guy. They can absorb one more. You know, they need some good health. But I haven't changed my opinion of, you give me Armstead, Warford, Unger, it's Armstead, Pete, Unger, Warford, and Ramchek. That offensive line can be top five.
Yeah.
And I still believe that. So, we have 30 seconds. A guy, if I said, Andrew, one guy that can be really good in the second quarter that nobody's thinking of, that you'd be like, if he could just be really fucking good for the next 5 weeks, that would be great.
I don't know that it's necessarily. I think it's just. I mean, everyone's thinking about Lattimore, but I just think his first quarter. I mean, I know he missed a game, but he was mighty impressive. And if he can just keep being a lockdown corner, I mean, what he did against Devontae Parker and the Dolphins I mean, it was a holy shit moment for me. I knew what he was capable of. I knew his skills. I saw his tape, and I was excited about him as a draft pick, as you know. But to see him kind of, in a lot of ways, embarrass Devontae Parker in that game, the floodgates kind of opened in my mind of what he could be. And if he continues to tap into that, again, I just think, in addition to Cam Jordan just getting sacks because that's what he does, we're going to see more of these sacks that are just a function of, you know, your number one option being taken away.
Yeah. All right, that's it. We're done.